And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Adam Wainwright tossed 7 effective innings, and rookie Elmundo Sosa homered. St. Louis beat our Minnesota Twins yesterday by the score of 7-3. Twins are off today. They'll start a 2-game series, a quick one, at Cincinnati tomorrow night. In Olympic news, American gymnast Jade Carey has won the gold medal on floor exercise. The 21-year-old from Arizona bounced back from a frightening stumble during the vault final on Sunday to claim the top spot on floor with a score of 14.366. The medal is the 5th claimed by the U.S. women's gymnastics team at the Olympics. Simone Biles is returning to competition in Tokyo. The 2016 Olympic champion will compete in the balance beam finals on Tuesday. That's a little over a week after the American superstar stepped away from the meet to focus on her mental health. The 24-year-old Biles won bronze on beam in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago. She opted out of the finals in the all-around, floor exercise, uneven bars, and vault. Aja Wilson scored 22 points. Brianna Stewart had 17 points. The U.S. women's basketball team, they beat France 93-82. The win was the 52nd in a row for the U.S., dating back to the bronze medal game of the 1992 Olympics. Now, the Americans have not lost a game in group play since women's basketball was added to the Olympics back in 1976. April Ross and Alex Kleinman have advanced to the quarterfinals of the beach volleyball tournament. The American A team, they beat Cuba 21-17, 21-15, a day after two other U.S. teams were ousted in the first knockout round. Jesse Fleming scored in a penalty kick in the 74th minute. Canada beat the U.S. in women's soccer 1-0 in the semifinals. Baseball from yesterday. Chris Bryant homered in his Giants debut as they took the rubber match of their 3-game set with the Astros 5-3. Albert Pujols doubled home 3 runs to cap a 5-run second as the Dodgers, they trounced the Diamondbacks 13-0. The Rays, they have hiked their lead in the American League East to now a game and a half over the Red Sox. Brandon Lowe socked a 2-run homer as the Rays completed a 3-game sweep of Boston with a 3-2 win. The Padres, they coasted to an 8-1 win over the Rockies. Yan Gomes slammed a 2-run homer in his A's debut as Oakland, they beat the Angels 8-3. The Rangers, they pulled out a 4-3 win over the Mariners. The White Sox, they earned a 2-1 win over the Indians. Brian Goodwin's walk-off homer with 1 out in the 9th. Former Twin Jose Barrios tossed 6 shutout innings in his Toronto debut, and the Blue Jays completed a 3-game sweep in their first series north of the border since 2019. Toronto beat the Royals 5-1. Yankees also with a 3-game sweep. They beat Miami 3-1. Willie Adames hit a first-inning homer as the Brewers, they took the rubber match of their 3-game set in Atlanta 2-1. The Reds, they downed the Mets 7-1. Another former Twin, Kyle Gibson, made his Phillies debut and worked into the 7th inning of a 15-4 hammering of the Pirates. Nationals, they got by the Cubs 6-5. Eric Haas doubled home a pair in a 3-run first as the Tigers beat the Orioles 6-2. The Mets have failed to sign their top pick from last month's amateur draft. The team was concerned about medical scans on Vanderbilt pitcher Kumar Rocker, who was taken with a 10th selection. Now, New York will receive an extra selection in next year's amateur draft, the pick after the 10th choice, because of their failure to sign the 21-year-old right-hander. Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale will make a 5th minor league rehab start later this week for AAA Worcester as he moves closer to pitching in the majors for the first time since August of 2019. Now, recently acquired slugger Kyle Schwarber, currently sidelined by a hamstring injury, will take part in an off-day workout Monday in Detroit and is nearing a rehab assignment. San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane has declined allegations his wife made on social media that he bet on NHL games, including against his own team. Now, Kane says he has never bet on hockey games and never thrown a game. The NHL is investigating the allegations, and Kane says he will cooperate. Now, Kane says he is getting a divorce and called Anna Kane, quote, mentally unwell. And goalie Marc-Andre Fleury has committed to playing for the Blackhawks this season, setting aside his reservations about leaving Vegas. The Blackhawks posted a video on their Twitter account of Fleury standing in front of a small jet, saying he's ready to get to work. And that's Check of Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.